Drowning in a honey-do list that's driving you crazy? Let Rosie and Romy cut that list down to size. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Good morning. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we show up every Saturday morning to take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. If you're in the middle of a project or have a project you'd like to try and get started, give us a ring and we'll do everything we can to lend our Arizona construction building experience to your help and aid. If you need a brand name recommendation, if you've got a product recommendation or a tool recommendation or a tip or a secret of the trade, we can give all that to you.
Right here every Saturday morning now, 26th year of broadcasting.
That stuck.
One of the things that we were talking with Bill Jenkins just about, you know, we're a resource for do-it-yourselfers. Or somebody that has heard what the project takes and is like, I'm done. I need somebody to help this. And so we're also a resource for certified partners. Historically speaking, most of them have been contractors. Service industry for the house, home, castle, or cabin. but there's a lot of things every homeowners have, like furniture. And the 10 o'clock hour coming up, we're going to be talking with Don Irwin of Irwin's Furniture, talking how to restore if you've got a fair heirloom or a grand piano, or you know, any kind of fine antique furnishing, or just something you're particularly attached to. Instead of throwing it away, get it refurbished.
Absolutely.
Love that.
Hey, I wanted to congratulate Habitat for Humanity. They have reached a major milestone in Arizona. Central Arizona chapter has built their 1,000th home.
Yeehaw!
Isn't that fantastic? They've been here working in Arizona for a long time, and Central Arizona Habitat now celebrating 100th home. Now, Habitat gives out an award called a Jim Brody Award, and the current winner is actually a teenager out of the Joint Technical Education District down in Pima County, and it's Jenna Porch, and she has been kicking the boys' behinds. She won the Skills USA President Award. She won second place at the Skills USA 2014 State Championship in electrical, home, and residential wiring, and third place in 2013. So congratulations. I will tell you that the Joint Technical Education District, JTED, down in Pima is doing a great job in giving people hands-on experience in the trades. If you're looking for a great career, we are going to need to be recruiting a whole bunch of new craftspeople. And it is not, as Jenna proves here by winning the contest, it is not an all-male game anymore. And it is a great career.
I have not been to the Sorita High School's construction technology sign out.
That's what this is.
But I have been to Metro Tech's.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you do go there. And when they have the Skills USA competitions, you know, half the contestants are female.
That's great.
You don't expect, just historically, but it is. So two great resources for people that want to grow up in the trades. It's what do you say, something? I wouldn't say a lost art.
Certain parts of it, certainly.
Yeah.
We were talking about gifts and things that were sent all the time to experiment and to give away and whatnot. We were sent an electric pressure washer. Now, what guy doesn't want a pressure washer? This was sent to us by Karcher. And they're European made, and I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to get all the information on where they're available. This thing weighs 10 or 12 pounds. It sprays at 1,800 PSI. You can carry it around like a little suitcase. This thing is so cool. The first night I got it, I was power washing until about 11 o'clock at night. I'm going to power wash Maricopa County before it's done. This is the neatest little thing. I'm going to continue field testing it, and I'm going to continue giving reports on how we like it.
All right, and how do you say it?
Karcher. K-A-R-C-H-E-R. Karcher.
Very good. Well, let's see what Mike's working on this morning. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey.
Trying to find someone where I can look like at bathroom remodeling stuff, looking to do the counters, the bathtub, new bathtub, walls, and this master shower and the walls, drain pan and everything. Bathroom's 20 years old, but every place you go, no one has anything to look at. Like if you go for kitchens, you can see kitchen layouts.
Where are you calling from?
Desert Ridge area.
Oh, well, just come on down to 75th Avenue and Bell and go to the Rebath showroom.
Was there. They didn't have anything really there. You know, the way they talked to us, it was like they really didn't want to deal with us.
Why wouldn't they want to deal with you? What's your condition?
No condition. We just started basic, basically talking, And, I want a new tub because the bottom of the tub looks like crap. I want a new drain pan and stand-up shower.
Okay.
And the girl basically turned us off to them.
What was she trying to get you to do?
Well, she was showing us plastic. I was looking for, like, tile and that,
Okay.
I just had a, is there anybody other than Rebath?
If you're looking for tile, anybody that sells tile, Arizona Tile is the first one that pops to mind.
Big showroom.
Cactus Stone.
Big showroom. Excellent big showroom.
Yeah, either one of those for tile will have great showcases.
And as far as looking through plumbing fixtures, of course, there's Ferguson Bath Supply at the Air Park, right there at Redfield.
Which was the one on 7th Street, not far from him, just to the east, next to Deer Valley Air Park, is that?
Central Arizona Supply, up on Cave Creek would be another one. Those are all bathroom plumbing fixture showrooms that would certainly be in any of our certified remodeling contractors, Kirk Development, TWD. TWD would be a great call. Kirk would be a great call. Legacy would be a great call. Any of them do bathroom remodels on an ongoing basis for years. They would certainly have plenty of photos you could take a look at as opposed to finish showrooms, and that any of those would be a great opportunity. So I hope out of those five or six choices we've given you, you'll find one that you can get the ideas rolling and start putting a little plan together.
We appreciate the call. If you need additional information, we're always here. 1-888-767-4348. Let's see what Linda's working on. Talking flooring. Linda, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. We just bought a townhouse in Old Town Scottsdale, and we got the keys yesterday and got in there and decided we wanted to rip the carpet out at the last minute. So we did that. We pulled up all the tack board. The thing is, my movers come with all my stuff on Monday at 8:30. So I'm going, I've got this ugly subfloor up the stairs and through the whole upstairs. Don't have time to install tile or laminate, which is what I thought I'd eventually want to do. But is there anything I can do in the meantime to clean that floor up? Or is there some special treatment now, some cool treatment for subfloors that people are doing?
I know you're kind of in a particular situation. I don't know how fast you want to get unpacked and moved in, but you're actually in a great position. I wouldn't want to put a brand new floor down and then have movers come and potentially tear it up. Have them put it all in one room and then take your time and get the flooring done the way you want. And you won't have to worry about getting it messed up.
And she's dealing, I think, with a couple of different issues. She's got the wood subfloor. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that you're going to be able to do anything between now and Monday morning.
come on.
It'll look good.
I just don't know that you're going to get anything down that quick. I would just make sure I got it real clean, get a shop vac, get in there, clean it up as good as you can. Put everything down where you can. Get the old tack strip out of there so you're not stepping on it in the middle of the night, going to the bathroom and leaving a blood trail, to and from the bathroom. And then. Take your compulsive nature and get into a couple shows. And listen, this is all going to be worth it because those little townhouses in Old Town Scottsdale are the real estate gold mine. I would own 100 of them if I could. You're close and you're convenient to everything. You could eat at a different restaurant every night and not go to the same restaurant
Or have to start your car.
And they're all in walking distance. I mean, that is, to me, is one of the most favorite,
if you're gonna live
great
in town,
places to live is right there.
That's a good place.
Oh, man. You got the library right there. You got the Civic Center right there. You've got the theaters are all there. It's awesome. That's a great place to live. You're going to love being there.
Let's swing up to Prescott Valley and bring Brett into the conversation. Welcome to the program, sir.
Well, good morning. I tried getting you guys all last Saturday. My phone wasn't working. I'm trying to learn a computer. I couldn't figure that out. It's like you guys were talking about stinky problems with a helm and my air conditioning. I don't know if it's coming from that, but I had a real bad odor most of all last week. This week it doesn't seem to be so prominent, but last week I was really trying to get with you guys to figure out what was going on and why I might be having a problem, if you think it might be through the air conditioning or not.
Okay. What makes you think it's in the air conditioning?
Well, I was only smelling it when the air conditioning was on. And it actually almost smelled like somebody had a real bad stomach problem and was having to use the bathroom quite a bit, which was kind of weird.
Yeah. Well,
it makes it hard to entertain guests.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Was that really about the first week you had turned the air conditioning on for the summer?
No.
Okay.
It'd probably been on for a couple few weeks at least before that.
I'm guessing with the buildup in the humidity in the air in the last 2 weeks, you're suffering from some kind of complication from condensation. Your pan isn't draining. You've got a mold situation. They actually have a name for this. It's called the dirty sock syndrome. And I'm guessing that we're going to need to get in there and clean your equipment, make sure the condensate is draining. We don't have any mold building up on the coils, the evaporative coils that need to be cleaned real well. I'm going to tell you that you need to call Integrity Air Conditioning. They are our certified air conditioning and heating contractor in Yavapai County. And give them a ring, have them do a stop by, take a look at the coils, see if they need to be cleaned, check to make sure you're getting all your condensate completely drained out. And I think your problem is going to be right in there as it relates to humidity and the air conditioning and that condensation. We solve that dilemma, and I think you're going to get rid of your odor.